I always wanted LMS Last Man Standing to be like Archie Bunker. Archie Bunker pushed boundaries.
It was like that.
He pushed boundaries. And Carol Connor was not that guy at all. And I'm a version of that guy.
Yeah.
But I said, there's nothing more dangerous to me, especially in this climate, than a funny, likable conservative. That was the most dangerous thing. That because he was mitigated on the show by a family of women that had different opinions. Yeah. But the guy was a likable guy and really was a principled guy just about work and ethics and all this stuff. I think there's nothing more dangerous right now than a likable conservative character.
Well, Archie Bunker, to me, was by far the most likable.
Exactly. The more
Meathead was a really unlikable.
Yeah, the more angry he got, the better he was.
Right.
That's Tim Allen talking about both Archie Bunker and, of course, his own character on the now-canceled Last Man Standing, which was on ABC. A lot of going back and forth about whether it was because of the conservative values of that show that it was canceled, specifically making jokes about Barack Obama, amongst other things. So what happened there, and does all of that ring true? Well, let's ask Christian Toto. He's a film critic, and he's the host of the Hollywood and Toto podcast, available on iTunes. Christian, thanks again for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall. What do you make of Tim Allen's commentary on Hollywood?
I think he makes a lot of good, sound points. I mean, it's a tough situation, and if you're Hollywood and you're constantly accused of having a liberal bias and not giving a voice to people on the right, how did you cancel the one show that does explicitly that? And it's hard to fathom.
Yeah, I mean, they buried him on Friday night. It's not an honor to have your show on Friday night, yet still the ratings were incredible, and that probably should tell you something, right? Even as a critic watching this.
Yeah, you know, when you have a show that does well for years and years, typically these different networks will cling to it. I mean, look at, you know, Two and a Half Men and Frasier, shows like that with a long audience and good ratings. They kind of wear them out. They kind of put them out there until people are bored. And people were not bored yet of Last Man Standing. The one wrinkle here, and I don't think it's been directly addressed, is they keep saying they cut it because it was too expensive to make. And the one thing I don't hear is, was Tim Allen getting a huge salary, and was he willing to cut his salary if that was going to save the show? And I haven't heard that addressed directly, but I think that's the only thing you could say in the studio, in the
well, sure, network. And the other side of that equation is, how much revenue were they drawing in? You just, as long as you're bringing in a lot more money than you're putting out, mm-hmm. that's how an effective business works. And so it's hard for me to see how they reach a rationale other than the conservative one here.
And the show is a proof of the previous season. Did the economics change dramatically from one season to the next? I mean, why cut it now when the ratings were still going strong? And I think they were either stronger or holding firm, which is what you want in a TV show, especially an older one.
Yeah, one thing I see in both Hollywood for TVs and movies is they just keep revamping old ideas. It's like they've run out of ideas, so they just keep retreading the same old thing. And tonight, I'm actually excited. Will and Grace is coming back. I loved Will and Grace, but I've heard from Karen, the woman who plays Karen, Megan Mullally, has said, oh yeah, it's got a new progressive viewpoint. We're bringing it more progressive. And I thought, wow, Will and Grace is pretty progressive. Am I going to be lectured? Am I going to hate this iteration of Will and Grace?
I hope not. It's certainly possible. We're seeing a lot of lectures across both TV and movies, and that's a problem, I think. It's certainly chasing away certain viewers. But I think Will and Grace is actually a great example of what we just talked about, because that show, I used to watch it. It was funny. And then it just lost its mojo. It had too many celebrity guest stars. It didn't have the pluck of the earlier seasons. But they kept running it out because it was a favorite, because it got good ratings, and because it was sort of part of, it was like an institution in a sense. So yeah, that's a good example. But also, yeah, you know, I don't think artists today can help themselves. They've got to put these messages in the TV shows, and I think it's going to hurt the ratings. Maybe not in a big way for this particular show, but in a small way.
But it impresses their colleagues and the people who hire them, so they do it. Also, you've got, speaking of progressive politics, you've got, of course, all of these anthem protests going on, and it's spilled over into Hollywood. You've got X-Files actors using the hashtag Take a Knee protest to promote their upcoming season. Gillian Anderson did this with David Duchovny, it looks like. And then Star Trek's Discovery cast did this past weekend as well. They tweeted a photo on Sunday of them all taking a knee. I'm not sure, Christian Toto, how that attracts a new audience to their work.
It doesn't. You know, there's been a lot of rumblings about the progressive streak of the new Star Trek. So this is sort of part of that overall theme. With X-Files, boy, that was a really weird move. First of all, the picture of Duchovny and Anderson, they couldn't look any more smug. And secondly, that's a show that doesn't have an ideological bent, to my knowledge. It was just a cool sci-fi show that drew a big audience. And, you know, when the show came back a year or two ago, the 6 episodes weren't well-received and didn't get huge ratings. So here's a show that's coming back again. You'd think they'd really want to have a wider net, a wider audience. And doing that doesn't really help anything. I think it just hurts.
Yeah, so what happens? Because you see all of this happening. We're getting the progressivism shoved down our throats on the big screen, on the little screen. Anywhere along the line does Hollywood get the message that this just isn't selling? Their movies aren't selling.
Yeah, well, they haven't gotten the message yet. And, you know, when you read the varieties, the Hollywood reporters, they never make that connection where, you know, Hollywood had a very bad summer, maybe because Hollywood stars have been insulting the audience for the last 8 months. So I think it has to be a strong, you know, monetary situation.
Yeah.
The ratings are going down, the money's going down consistently. Then they may start to realize that, hey, maybe this isn't the greatest approach.
I think the politics suffocate their judgment. I mean, look at you've got The Passion of the Christ, American Sniper, examples of movies that came out that conservatives loved. They made so much money off of those movies. They were ridiculous. We have to leave it there today, but Christian Toto, we'll check in with you again soon. This is always a topic of conversation.
Thanks
for being here, 823 on WMAL.
There's nothing more dangerous to me, especially in this climate, than a funny, likable conservative.